Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy, the Whippy.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizen's Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're on live. Today is Wednesday. November 24th. 2010. This is Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you for joining us today. Today, same bullshit, different day. So happy Turkey Day, everybody. Happy Turkey Day. So, anyways, today I want to get into the Transportation Security Administration. As some of you may know from listening to this radio station, I have a huge problem with the TSA. They hire nothing but incompetent idiots. In fact, mostly the people who get hired to run the machines are people who are trying to get back, trying to act at something they could. trying to get back at people for something that never happened to them. And I'll get into that. Okay, oh, but let's face it, if they... Okay, let's face it. They hire ghetto black women with attitude who could get, who get drunk on the illusion of power, on the power that they really don't have, or some other minority groups of that, again, get drunk off the power that they get from wearing a uniform. They start thinking they're federal agents, so they start enforcing laws that don't exist, or they feel that they can infringe on other people's rights. This is basically what we're seeing now in the news. You start seeing children get strip searched and patted down. You see women getting molested. You see men getting molested. Hell, fun for the whole family. I mean, hell, any sex offender or pedophile, this is the perfect job. Becoming an airport security guard with the illusion that you are a federal agent, which means you have carte blanche to just ruin someone's day. And today was the busiest travel day in the year. That's because tomorrow, as some of you may know, or may not know, is Turkey Day Thanksgiving. And again, I keep saying this before, and I'm going to tell the story again. Back in 2003, I applied to become a security officer for the Transportation Security Agency because, hey, you know, I had the experience date that they were asking for, and they said, hey, well, you know, high school diploma is not necessary, but hey, I had my high school diploma, so I thought, hey, I'm ahead of the game. So I decided to apply and got to the second interview, and that's when the recruiter or interviewer looked at my resume, looked at my qualifications, and he says, "You're great. You're great. You have everything we want. It's just that we feel that you won't be happy here, which is why we can't offer you the job." And I'm like, "What do you mean I won't be happy here? You're overqualified. You could get a better job getting paid elsewhere. I mean, what's to stop you from just one day finding a better job and leaving? You're overqualified." And I'm like, with a high school diploma, I'm overqualified? I mean, what does the director have, a GED? I mean, come on. And I was passed up, and I'm pretty sure I know who they got. They got Lucretia with the weave, with the fake Leon press-on nails, with fucking chains, with a triple chin, with a fat ass, with its own zip code, freaking catching popping attitude with people who are like, "I'm not Middle Eastern, I'm not a terrorist, I'm from fucking... Look, sir. Well, I need your attitude. All right, time for a thumb up your ass. Miss should have met. Shut the fuck up. This is what you get for being white." And I know, you know, people are gonna be like, "Yeah, all pissed off at me because, oh, I'm black. You know, that's racist." You know what, dude? Let's just be real. There's some black people out there that are more racist than the KKK. It doesn't matter if you know they're attacking whitey, which, you know, unfortunately, that's the type of racism, the only type of racism that's tolerated is how black people discriminate against white people. Like, that shit is fun. It's like, come on, dude. Really? Yeah. We got Hard Charger. What up, Hard Charger? In the crotchoutradio.com/listen-live-chat-room. Yeah, we got Casey. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. But anyway, back to the subject. I freaking have the freaking attention span of a fucking gnat. I mean, okay, I'm going on a tangent here, but you know, there are a lot of black people that are more racist than the KKK, and the only acceptable form of racism is how black people discriminate against white people. And in fact, it seems like when, like, these type of positions where you give someone the full sense of power over other people, you know, they have the power to ruin your day. If you catch an attitude, they'll have you arrested, they'll have you removed, and boom, there goes your vacation or business trip. I mean, and it's they're going overboard. The Transportation Security Agency is going overboard right now. So let me see. Race does not make sense. It's just I'm just trying to make an example of the types of people that they hire to be transportation security officials. They usually just hire all the degenerates, all the derelicts of society to become TSA agents, TSA security guards, and it's just frustrating. It's like, come on, dude. It's 2010. Is being called a nigger really that bad? Again, I'm just going on tangent here, but anyways, back. There were a group of people that this was supposed to be that were going to protest. It was going to be a nationwide a protest to combat the Transportation Security Agency's invasion on your privacy. Especially with all the negative press they have they've been getting, this was supposed to become a huge movement. Again, like I've said in the past broadcast, the reason why we have full body scanners and now this enhanced interrogation, I'm just kidding, but is because supposedly some black dude on some plane got on some plane in Harland with a crotch bomb, which I'm surprised I haven't gotten that joke because of the name of the show, but I digress. He got on a plane in Holland where they already had full-body scanners. Not only did those full-body scanners did not get catch the crotch bomb he had strapped to him, he was allowed to gain access to the plane with the help, he had. You know, ladies and gentlemen, and it was there with their witness. There were witnesses to this. They that were in the mainstream news, and now because of this, because he failed, it wasn't. No one even died. They caught it. He botched it, or it was just made to be botched. And you know what? All these supposed terror attacks that they stopped could be the false flag themselves. Just because no one got killed. Just because, okay, fine, I hate when this happens. I'm getting a whole bunch of thoughts running to my head. A terror plot does not have to kill anyone in order for them to install the police state. They just use it to scare people and make people believe, oh, see, we're doing our job. We actually stopped something. Because God forbid, if something happened and people died, it probably would have looked worse for them. And they're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? You can't stop anything. You can't protect me. So, hey, they make all these false scenarios. How do we know that this really happened? How do we know that they really stopped something and they didn't cause anything? So anyways, we got, hold on, I got this clip here to just further piss you off, because, of course, they just love, the New World Order just loves your child, loves to fuck your child, that's what it is, so here we go.
Boy and his family were waiting in an airport security line, destination Disney World.
The next minute, the Disney dreams were put on hold for one daunting demand.
Now, the little disabled child couldn't clear security unless he took off his leg braces. West News' Kendra Aistrike is live with the story, all new tonight at Orlando International. And Kendra, the TSA is doing a lot of apologizing.
That's right, Jim. The TSA told the four-year-old boy and his family from the Philly area that the agency is sorry, that there are other ways that screeners should have checked the little boy's braces for his flight here to Orlando. Tonight, disability advocates are outraged, saying TSA broke all of its own rules.
It is sad that
local advocate Carolyn Tavel has two disabled kids and is shocked TSA screeners treated a four-year-old boy wearing leg braces like a terror suspect.
Your child can't walk, so big deal. Make him walk anyhow.
That's what happened to 4-year-old Ryan Thomas as his mom and dad, who's a police officer, trying to get through security at the Philadelphia airport. The little boy, born 4 months premature, wears braces to support his weak legs. He was just excited to board his very first flight en route to Disney World to celebrate his birthday. But one TSA screener said before that could happen, he had to remove the braces.
The quote was, he'll need to take them off. And the police officer said he can't take them off. The boy can't walk without them. And the screener made him take the braces off the boy.
Philly columnist Daniel Rubin has covered recent TSA troubles at the airport and says Ryan's mom asked if she could support him as he struggled to get through screening.
No. He said, absolutely not. You can't go into through the metal detector with anyone. He's got to go on his own.
His dad demanded a supervisor.
He was just boiling. And he said, this is overkill. He's 4 years old. I don't think he's a terrorist. And the supervisor said, you know why we're doing this.
TSA is now backpedaling, saying security officers should have taken the boy to a private screening area.
They should have had better training. Their supervisors should have had better training.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
TSA's policies for people with disabilities are posted on its website, and it says security officers will not require someone to remove a support brace. Tonight, an agency spokeswoman will not tell me if anyone has been fired, but says the agency is investigating. Live at OIA, Kendra Strike, West 2 News.
Yeah, you know, you can't even have a disability. They'll just continue. They'll continue just fucking with you and just, you know. It just really angers me. I mean, that's who they go after. They go after the children because the children can't protect themselves. Well, I mean, except you heard that report of that little girl. It's like, stop touching me. Yeah, you know what? More people should have been speaking out and saying, stop touching me, don't touch me. This is not okay. This is not okay. Why are the American people just accepting this? Wait a minute, you want to do what? I'm not a criminal. I'm not a criminal. Why the hell are you trying to grab my penis? Or her vagina? Why are you doing that? I mean, I understand doing that to a criminal you're putting in jail. You don't want him to freaking be mulling freaking drugs or weapons up his ass. So, anyways, what we got going on here? Was we got, today... Today was supposed to be a national opt-out day for people that were fed up with the TSA. In the article from the Washington Post by Washington Post, Derek Kravitz wrote that today's opt-out day was going to lead to delays and more headaches for travelers. Basically, what they were trying to get you to do is shut up and be a good little slave. In fact, I read a report where even if you refuse to get the pat down and go through the body scanner, you can't leave the airport. You'll either get fined, arrested, or both. So you can't even say, you know what, fuck it, I'm not taking the plane, I'm leaving. They won't even let you leave. So once you get into the airport, you're locked up, they won't let you out. They won't let you out. Come on. Is this America? I mean, is this really America? Is this America? America, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, America. America. He goes on to write, the reason why they started with these enhanced interrogations in the airport was because of a failed terrorist attack. Again, failed terrorist attacks. Attacks that didn't kill nobody. Nothing happened. Supposedly they stopped it, okay, if you don't know nothing about, conspiracy and how this shit works, you will think, oh, okay, the system works. But wait a minute, if you guys stopped it, you guys are doing the job, Why are you putting on more restrictions on me and making my life a living hell if you did your job and just continue doing what you're doing and continue stopping these terrorist attacks? No. You gotta see me naked. You gotta store my naked body on a damn hard drive. You gotta freaking feel up a little kid. You gotta freaking, you know, everyone probably already saw that video of that kid getting strip-searched. It's like, come on! He's a kid! Come on! It's like, you know, it's like, I know people don't want to discriminate. I mean, and I've heard that argument too. Well, we don't want to discriminate, so we're gonna search everybody, so that way no group feels this. And I see a problem with that argument too, because what you're saying is, you know, you're going to get people saying, well, you know what, I'm fine with racial profiling then. Yeah, you should racial profiling. And I've heard a lot of conservatives say, yeah, there should be some racial profiling. So you're going to try to get that going, so that way there's more racial divide. So that way you start pissing off other people, because there's some Muslims in the, well, they're, you know, a majority. You know what, fuck it, I'm going to go on a live. All Muslims that are in this country are not terrorists. There you go. There you go. Now, Muslims, don't fuck up, or else you're gonna make me a liar. Please pass that on to your any Muslim friends. So, man, so what else we got going on here? I know I'm probably just getting, I'm boring you people. I'm sorry, I'm boring you people, but fuck it. So the government uses all these false flag, fake non-event attacks, non-attacks, to scare you into accepting a new security measure. You know, the wacko shoe bomber, he's the reason why you have to take off your shoes before you get on the plane. Even though I wouldn't be surprised that the reason was because, right, we just got tighter, I wouldn't be surprised that the real reason why we have to take off our shoes is because Mr. Venezuela got pissed off at shampooing the fucking airplane rugs. This is Mr. Venezuela. He's pissed off constantly after every fucking flight shampooing the rug. He has a fucking life. And now, with the crotch bomber, the TSA says the safety can only be guaranteed if we're allowed to fucking grab you by the balls and by the vagina. So, in effect, the TSA takes a step further by saying, in order for you to be safe and gain access to the plane, we have to molest your children. Yay! In this article here, it says, one unruly passenger or several travelers opting out could spell a long day at airport for many others, from that same article. A full-body imaging scan usually takes 5 seconds with an extra 15 to 30 seconds to produce the blurry but scantily clad image of passengers and their undergarments. A full-body pat-down by a security official of the same sex takes at least twice as long, 1 or 2 minutes on average, according to video of the frisks. Also, they actually film your frisk, so either way, you're getting photographed. Either way, you're getting photographed, and they're going to keep it. Like, oh, look, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if pretty soon it's going to be like airplane passengers gone wild. Bunch of TSA agents jacking it to some big titty fucking passenger coming in. You know, it's like, oh my god. Oh, you know. So basically, refusing to do this is just, oh, we're going to make your job harder. Oh, poor babies, you know. Again, a Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday found that 32% of Americans object to the full-body x-ray machines, 35% say they may present a health risk, and 50% opposed to the new pat-down searches. 50% of people opposed to the pat-downs. Opposed to it. You barely get 50% of people in freaking elections. So, because, Mr. Bone says we're going to have another draft because they know we are on the verge of a revolution. Yeah, you know what? And they stifled that revolution. They did. Because, you know what? And this is why I'm so pissed off about the Tea Party. The Tea Party allowed themselves to get taken over by the fucking Republicans. The Tea Party was supposed to be a bipartisan movement where people who just say, look, fuck it, I don't give a fuck if I'm a liberal or conservative or any of this. We have a fucking constitution, and there's overspending. Either way, there's overspending going on. You don't have to be a Republican or Democrat to see that this government, no matter what, is fucking spending like a bitch. Spending like a bitch. You know how a bitch spends? Jesus. I mean, they just go shopping. They don't give a fuck. That's what it is. That's the shit that really gets me pissed off right now. So I mean, it's just like, it really doesn't matter. And there was supposed to be a revolution. We were supposed to take back Washington. We were supposed to put a Tea Party, independent Tea Party member within every office in this union. Nothing happened. Where's the fucking revolution? What happened? I'm still waiting. I'm still angry. And now what? They give us fucking Sarah Palin, the female George W. Bush? Come on. I mean, she's hot and all. I'll bang her out, but that's all she's good for. I'm sorry. I mean, hell, at least we know Bristol Palin, her daughter's a goer. Like, yay, Teen Mom. And she was on Dancing with the Stars. You're famous for being a slizzot. For having unprotected sex before marriage. And you know what? I'm all for sex before marriage. I'm not some, you know, crazy, you know, religious guy. But you know, at least fucking do it safe. Don't freaking bring a kid into the world before you're ready, before you have money to fucking take care of it yourself. So that way you don't have to go on fucking reality television shows just to fucking get this shit done. So, Mr. Bones, you want to call in? The number's in the bottom, so feel free to call in, you know. So, he types in the chat room, the Clintons sold North Korea the reactor. That made Enron fall when they stopped the contracts. Read and remember who sold us out a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, I'm not, you know, like, I call myself a conservative. I believe in the conservative way of doing things. True conservatism. True conservatism. Fox, they're not real conservatives. Fucking CNN, not real conservatives. Freaking, you know, and as much as I like Lou Dobbs, he fucking disappointed me. It's like, come on, man. Can't we have anything? It's not a law that airports have TSA. In fact, New York is going to pass a bill to remove... Ah, really? Hava, Hava Magila. And look, somebody listening is going, see, Louis is Jewish because he's singing Hava Magila. No, I'm from Brooklyn. It's called being in a melting pot in New York. And of course, it's Jew York City. Yes, I get it. But I'm not a Jew hater. You know, you gotta really focus on your enemy. And I'm getting tired of those fucking Jew haters. And they're like, oh, you're a shill because you don't fucking want to burn Jews. Yeah, that's what it is. But as I'm waiting for Bones to call. We're going to be going into break soon, so, and I'm going to be playing, instead of going into commercial, I'm going to play this song called, by Section 8 Cartel called Schizoid. But anyways, back to this, what I was going into, and back to this article, I think the opt-out is going to be a huge bust. It clearly is a fringe group that's concerned about privacy, said Billy Vincent, former director of aviation security at the Federal Aviation Administration, who now works as a security consultant in Chantilly. If you're going to find something in someone's crotch, you can't equivocate, meaning you cannot pussyfoot around it. But how do you justify strip searching the elderly, children, people in wheelchairs, for God's sakes? Again, the threat comes from outside the U.S. Yes, I know that false flag attacks as well, you know, look, everyone is starting to see that it will even have to complete. They don't even have to complete the terror attack. They just have to say that we stopped it in order to prevent this from happening again. We have to put in new measures, new bullshit. Vincent and others are pushing for more profiling of passengers. Okay, you want to put in more. What's next? Blood and urine samples? Or are we going to do full cavity searches for everyone, including, again, grannies? We're going to go anal cave diving to keep you safe from a terrorist. If we can't look up your ass, the terrorists win. However, the opt-out day... opt-out protest failed because people are flocking, are fucking lazy. There were no delays. Nothing happened. I mean, that it could not have been. It was set up. It could have been. It was set up last minute. This opt-out day was organized 2 weeks ago. For something like this, it had to have been a
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's been in effect. For it to be effective, you need to have given people at least 2 to 3 months. This gives people time to reorganize their lives, reorganize their schedule, change plans, but not in 2 weeks. But of course, not everyone had to go through the full body scanners, you know, or go with the pat downs. So they probably didn't even have a chance to protest. They, again, some people may have chosen another way to protest by cutting airlines out completely, taking trains and buses, or even driving. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen, could be for security measures to come to you, because they're probably going to start putting subway full body scanners at bus terminals, trains, Amtrak trains, even in cities where you have to take subways or buses. Oh my God! They're probably going to hire the TSA to do that too. Yes, that their new article came out. They want to put them in metropolitan areas for you to get on mass transit. I mean, the best way for these people to slam the security measures down your throat is by fear-mongering. In New York City, the police already randomly choose people from a crowd and look in your bag before you get on the fucking train. I wonder if they're going to hire retarded TSA agents to do this to free up police officers. That would be fun, fucking doing strip searches on 42nd Street or Union Square or any really contrasted busy train station in New York City. This is fucking ridiculous. Anyways, we're going to be back. We're going to take your calls if anybody called in. Oh, wait. Mr. Bones is in? Oh, shit. Okay, Bones, I'm going to take your... Fuck it. Let me take it now. Bones. Mr. Bones.
Yes.
How you doing? What are your thoughts?
Good evening tonight from California. Happy Thanksgiving. Nice to say hi to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to sing a Happy Thanksgiving song later.
Well, my thoughts are mostly, I know you guys are all worried about pat-downs and stuff, but it's kind of funny that nobody's talking that we just sent a carrier battle group over to North Korea.
Oh, yeah, no, I was actually going to get into that. That's the article on Before It's News. They sent the USS George Washington. Thank you for bringing that up, sir. But that was going to be the second half of the show.
Oh, great. Then what you can tell your callers, too, is I've been covering a lot of the West Coast over here, and I tried to tell everybody July 23rd of last year when on the 25th they were running exercises with Russian containment viral vehicles that I caught on the Highway 101. They've already had this pre-done and pre-gated. We sold them the technology to be able to make the nuclear devices, and they're going to be able to implement a war-style, how would you say, containment and control and roundup, like you've been talking about, so people don't understand that in the war is actually going to hit our soil.
Really? So the North Korea-South Korean conflict is going to come over here?
Well, of course.
Red Dawn...
Right, but here's the catch. We like watching Jet Li in Hollywood, right? But they've, since 1953, Kim Jong went into each one of the villages and took the first sons of the villagers at age 3 and trained them from martial arts from that age up to be a soldier in their military, which they have a standing 6-million-man ninja army.
Goddamn ninjas.
Yeah, exactly. And we like to play Root and Toot and Cowboy and watch it and play Xbox. Now, what are they going to do when it's a false flag that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's always been involved with the New World Order to bring over all of these, put them in our country so they can implement a martial law and a sort of your red, blue, and yellow list?
I'm kind of optimistic that Americans would then finally wake up and whoop some ass. Because, I mean, I don't care how good you are at martial arts. You're not fucking Superman. And we got people that could kick ass over here, too.
Well, I agree. People are going to wake up. But I'm just saying a lot of those that have been asleep for too long haven't really paid attention. And in World War II, we learned a big lesson. We couldn't get our armament and our weapons on the beach without a high loss of casualties. So here's where Korea got really smart and China got really smart. For years, they sent us over samurai swords for less than they could make them for. Why? Because we were willing to, nice samurai sword, half off. Bring it, the armament into our houses so when they finally get here, the arms are there for them that are trained to use them.
Yeah, but, you know, what about the militias?
Well, the militias, I hate to say this, for years haven't done their job. And like written in the Constitution, the militia was supposed to be basically like a sponge between the constitutional military of the United States and the people against the state itself and those who were policing the people. So the militia hasn't gone out and arrested police officers for their crimes like we were supposed to do. That was our job for the people, is they were to call the militia to come in and arrest those cops that were bad. Instead, we let it get out of hand with the code blue because the militia never stepped up and legally arrested the officers and let them become out of control.
Hmm. So right now we're worried about, ninjas coming over here and whooping our asses.
Well, actually, I'm more looking at all those that don't comply with the government getting sent over to be killed in their country by a draft, because Hillary Clinton just signed a civil protection order for South Korea. Now, if anybody remembers back in Vietnam, the civil protection order is a draft order to where we will use our citizens, not our military, to protect North Korea.
I mean, but what does North? I mean, what the? Well, actually, don't you mean South Korea?
Well,
North Korea.
I said that basically on purpose, the way I did to rile up your listeners. No, we're the ones that gave them the technology, and this war is already, it's a problem-solution problem, like they talk about how a lot of the New World Order does it.
Mm-hmm.
This was already pre-planned and predestined a long time ago. They're going to let him either die in a war scenario, very large-scale false flag that'll be ongoing. For any of those that rebel here, will go in FEMA camps and be called traitors.
Hmm.
And they're going to use viral strikes, because if you remember, Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, which we sold him to use on Iran, were shipped through Yemen's port when they bombed the USS Cole to show a sovereignty, and then we stopped the fishing boat with the three-stage rockets, which came over to Iran in trade for the biological weapons, which were sent to North Korea. People like to go to sleep because they only post it once by law because they have to, and that's it. That's when you ever you hear about it. Never again. But those that are very aware of what's going on put all the pieces to the puzzle together, and then you know how scary the truth really is. It seems like I'd want to believe fiction more than the truth, because the truth is more scarier than the fiction. Kind of understand?
Yeah, yeah.
If you also want to research something on North Korea, why did it buy so many vaccines from the Baxter Corporation for Ebola?
That's a good question. I didn't even hear about that.
Ah. Well, in your stock market, you can see it happened in 2003.
Hmm.
That they gave over $4.2 million to the Baxter Corporation for vaccines for its military.
Hmm. Why are they doing that for?
Because if I want to wage a biological war on a country, what I want to do is have my people not be sick. So I vaccinate my people, show that I can shoot a missile off a coast by a submarine in L.A. that could have had an agent in it if I really wanted to, as a show of force, of Ebola. And then I march in my troops, which are vaccinated. Because if you have the flu, you're not going to want to shoot your rifle at somebody. You're going to be throwing up a lot.
Right.
It's a perfect scenario that they've already ran the operations for. And they even told us. It's Executive Order 13375, which makes us have to take a forced vaccination plus an RFID chip that can be tracked by a Predator drone, basically, or basically, if you don't take it, showing that you've been vaccinated, you're sent to your camp.
Hmm. And I mean, and if anyone's saw the last season of 24, I mean, they were using Predator drones all through in New York City, that all throughout the show. Oh, we're following this car with a Predator drone, and they were armed with missiles too, and they actually used a missile on the show. On the Predator drone, they actually shot off a missile.
Well, yeah, that's why Pakistan's really kicked off at us right now, because we're going to withdraw from Afghanistan and use the drone army there instead to patrol. That's why they're able to remove the troops, because they're just going to patrol it all by a neck army.
Oh, so you know, I guess Bin Laden, you know, we're just going to let Bin Laden go, even though he's been dead for 5 years.
Well, who's to say that Bin Laden even existed? You know, he was a CIA and part of the Bush family to begin with anyway, because the Bush family is part of the House of Saud, which happens to be part of the House of Saud Arabia.
The House of what?
Well, Bin Laden's a royal
father of Saudi Arabia. Oh, Saudi Arabia. I thought you said father Arabia. Father something. House of Saud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, what is this House of Saud?
It's the royal Saudi Arabian family that's been in power, geez, how many years there? We're talking hundreds and hundreds of years. Anyways, when you look into the Bush and the CIA ties around the Middle East, you really got to understand that it was a lot of Israel that was hired for 9/11's job, which that the Israeli special forces, I think they're called the Mossad, were the ones that probably did all of your on the girders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of their gold was also stored underneath there. Nobody really talked about that heist.
Their Jew gold?
Yeah, they're Jew gold, exactly. Yes. And then the other part of it that nobody wanted to acknowledge was the stealth rocket, which they used to hit the Pentagon with as a test. Because in the first Desert Shield, we lost a stealth fighter. Well, the parts of that stealth fighter got shipped over to China, and China gave us a threat a while back when it first vetoed the war, if we did this sort of thing was going to be capable of happening, which if you look into on YouTube, there's several different places that shows China has basically, like they do records for everything, well they have their own stealth missile program that can get through our field, and that was a test, so basically we paid them the money because they were able to hit the target, like they said.
But, I mean, I heard a report that China's tech is, like, very low quality. That is basically falling apart. I mean, all their ships, all their submarines, there's, like, really nothing to worry about because they're really made from crap.
And who has said this?
Well, of course, the mainstream media, of course.
Of course. Major media. Right. And they're the ones that said Building 7 had already dropped when it was standing in the back window, right? Or was that the BBC?
Yeah, but you know, Geraldo Rivera saying there's something to the conspiracies now, so they're telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, well... Exactly. You have to keep the sheep asleep. And here's the other thing, too, that I found really interesting around here, where we have a lot of the national parks. We're starting to see more of a military presence around there of National Guard troops and stuff around your parks and recreation.
Now, yeah, what's next? They're going to give you the RFID bracelets like they have at the Coca-Cola Park in Israel, so that way you can update your Facebook and your Twitter while they track you to see what rides you do, what you eat and shit, and so they can gather intelligence on you while you're having fun?
Well, exactly, but if you think of it in I play Risk a lot in like a global scale, you got to understand that the way that they're planning this is if suddenly the economic structure breaks down in the United States, the people in the big cities, like an anthill, are going to eat out all the deer. There'll be no deer. The deer would be extinct if everybody suddenly had a major food crisis. So they're going to have to protect those areas with troops to be able to protect the natural resources from people going up there, because everybody's going to say, run to the hills, I'll live off the land. Well, they're not understanding that they've already pre-thought of that, and they're basically going to run straight into a trap or pickup area. So what your smartest basic thing is to do is to buckle down where you're at unless you have capable friends. I mean, or to be in the street carrying a sign and stop it before it happens. Because this shit's going to get really ugly and people just haven't put it together. And I flyered for ARM, the American Resistance Movement, earlier today, 300 flyers at the airport in San Francisco today.
Okay.
You know, people really need to get motivated and start spreading the word on what's going on truly. You know, otherwise they're going to have a lot of major problems. And our voters in California, we're at fault here in California really bad because we got duped into this thing called a high-speed rail program, and we all voted it in. Well, they started making repairs on the railroad tracks, and I'm from Eugene, Oregon, where we have a major railroad station, which I know that when you space railroad ties at 18 inches, that is for what they call heavy rail, which means everything on there is going to be like 70,000 plus pounds or up in a really high tonnage. Now, high-speed rails, they need to be more flexible, which are supposed to be spaced at 24 to 36 inches per tie, railroad ties. All of ours coming from the San Francisco up to our first FEMA camp, which is on your little FEMA dot list, anybody can go on the web and see, is on the other side of Eureka, California, is all spaced at 18 inches. That's for heavy line rail, not for high speed.
That's to transport people?
High speed rail, yeah, would be one railroad tie every 2 feet plus a few inches. Okay, but tank rail, that you're going to put a lot of heavy armor, missiles, shit like that, that weighs a lot, has to be spaced to hold the tracks down at every 18 inches. And that's what they've built all the way from San Francisco to Eureka. And then they went and said, oh, well, this is going to bother people from the noise, and people have made complaints, which is your counter Cotel Pro, or whatever you want to call it. So they didn't have to spend the rest of the money for the repairs past the FEMA camp. Don't you find that a little curious? And I could even get people video next week. I'm going to go out and show the difference on the railroads, what they've done, and expose that and see where people feel, because they're just not waking up, bro.
Yeah, be careful with that, because, you know, some cop or some government agent is probably already over there. Is like, trying to see who's awake and who's not, since that way they can pick out who we're going to take to the FEMA camp first.
Well, man, I haven't received my FEMA camp ticket in the mail yet, and I'll probably have to panhandle my FEMA, FEMA theme park. You know, the gas chamber's going to be a real gas.
Woo! Welcome to Camp Concentration.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to panhandle my ticket. You know, otherwise I'm going to have to earn it. And I've got kidney disease and probably 18 months left anyway, my doctor gave me. I stripped down naked in front of him and told him I couldn't find the expiration date. But so I'm really not caring about it. You know, I'm going to be out there waving the don't tread on me. And when I go, I hope everybody puts one and a half masks for me, you know. I told all my friends to throw them on my casket. I want to have a mountain of yellow so they can see it a mile away. I want to be buried underneath the don't tread on me. Seriously, man. So I'm not scared. I'm going to take the camera out there, and if they see me and if I think they're violating my rights, I know my militia rights, I'll citizens arrest the officer for violating my rights. And I have movies on that, how you can legally do it. They don't want people to know that they have more power than the police if they use it.
Hmm.
And the first thing you ought to tell all of your listeners, if you want to protect your rights first, the next time you're encountered by a police officer, you say, I will not contract with you. You open up your phone. You immediately, if he tries to talk to you a second time after you told him that, dial 911. The first words to 911 when they say, hello, 911, you say, this call is being videotaped. Okay, so immediately on a federal level, you just made evidence when you took out your video camera that there was a tape at the scene being progress. Okay, so immediately you have a piece of evidence to defend you if you have to go to a kangaroo court by law. And then you tell them that there is somebody in front of you, which is, it's only one officer at the scene, that has violated your rights. You've placed them under citizen's arrest, and you request that a sheriff be sent to the scene, and if the sheriff screws up with your rights, then you ask for a state cop. That's how it works. If the state cop screws up, then you also tell them, okay, I need a federal marshal to come out here because all of these have mishandled my rights. and they don't want people to know that. As you start waking people up, mm-hmm. that's how it works.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've had people that did bring up that whole common law thing, and the question I always ask is, what motivates them, these people, these who are obviously criminals, to respect your rights and to allow you to do this?
You don't, they won't, and in court is where you have them. That's basically how.
Yeah, but the judge could just throw out your whole argument and really just screw you over. What's to keep him honorable?
Okay, well, I did win my case. And I posed that.
That's rare, though. That's rare, but, I mean, you probably weren't worth the screwing over, but what's to prevent them from doing it?
No, they really wanted to screw me over bad, but what prevented it was that I had a group of 25 people that went down there with me. See, once you have the videotape, and if you have friends that unite, we are the jury. We are the people.
Mm-hmm.
When we united, you have friends that pull together and then go down with you. And you have everybody understanding that, hey, this guy had this videotape. This officer did this. If you go there to the Mr. 420 Wholesalers channel on YouTube and you watch the movie about the police abuse and Officer Mike White on me, I even went before the Sonoma County Council and made a complaint against the officer, and because I had videotape and that he had blocked my 911 call, he at that point was suspended with pay. He got a free vacation for what he did, but I still won my case and they dropped my charges.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's the thing though, because that can't just work. That can't work all the time. You're gonna get a judge that says, "Oh yeah, that's cute. Yeah, you're going to jail for 50 years. Go fuck yourself."
But they legally can't do that though.
Yeah, but these people don't. Yeah, but they don't respect the law. They'll just throw out. They can throw out your evidence. I mean that's the question.
On what grounds?
They could just say, "Well, we dismiss it because you're an idiot." I mean, they could just do that. They don't have to respect your rights. They don't have to respect that. That's put in place for the elite. That's put in place for them, for the judges, the people that are already in the system. Them. It's not for us. It's not for me.
If your courts have gone that far, I will tell you. I'm sorry that you're in a place where your courts aren't listening to that. As it is, but as far as the country in general as a whole, if you follow these guidelines, yeah, you may sit a lot more time in jail, but you are given the rights to appeal and stuff. But if we really want to take it out of contents of what even Obama just signed, we don't even get courts or trials anymore, actually, or even charges, because he signed into effect a bill called pre-crime, which means if they believe that in the future you might declare war on the United States, you can be what they call prolonged detainment indefinitely. So I'm just telling people if they didn't go down shooting and protecting their rights, because eventually they're going to try to touch you and put handcuffs on you anyway, and you didn't do the I shot the sheriff thing, and you go down peacefully and you do get to court, this is the only chance that you had for when you went to court to be able to actually prove it for yourself, is by having that 911 call that you removed the officer, you requested another one, there was videotape being progress, and that you were protecting your constitutional rights.
Yeah, I'm just, but again, I asked you, what's making them honor this? It doesn't make sense.
It's a federal law.
So is the Constitution. It's a federal thing, and they violate that all the time. What's the incentive for them to respect your rights if you use these common law tactics?
There is none, and I also told you Obama has a civil assassination order on people that he feels are terrorists also.
Exactly.
Which means if you're actually walking to your car in a certain area and the government deems that they need you taken out, they could hire a contracted semi to basically wreck your car and take you out and then come in with their nice little badges and say, this is just a wreck. You know, it's some insured company of a semi-diesel truck, you know, just goes over the little Volkswagen bug, but it's written off as an accident, you know, and local officials are notified not to question on it.
Ready. I mean, I want to discuss this more because, I mean, I still have that question, but we got 1 minute left to the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Mr. Bones, thank you for listening. What, do you have a website or anything?
Mr. 420 Wholesalers on YouTube. And if anybody wants, it's Mr420Wholesalers@hotmail.com. And they can email me there, you know, and... That's about it, my friend. I just hope that everybody has a safe holiday weekend coming up, and God bless.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, guys, I have, of course, we're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast, CrotchOutRadio.com, CrotchOut Radio Show on YouTube, you know, CrotchOut Radio at Yahoo, so use that to find me on Facebook. We have the buttons there. Anyways, this has been the CrotchOut Radio Show saying... Mahalo.